The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Listen, there are so many teams that want Deshaun right now. It is nonstop. The Bears, the Dolphins can't get enough. Dell, did you hear? I don't know if you heard. Reports out, they're all in. As soon as the Texans are going to start taking calls, the Dolphins are all in. The Bears are all in. Everybody's all in.
I don't have many media friends, but if I was on a national network, I would have even less. Because I like Chris Sims was the one who he likes to make noise. So he's the one who's like, you know what? I've heard from sources the Dolphins are on. I like too Chris. Late. Who care? What does that mean?
Chris heard it. It's too late. No. Your dreams of keeping two are over.
No, it's not about that. If I wasn't.
Open Deshaun Watson.
I had a thought here.
I mean,
it wasn't about Tua at all.
That was rude.
Yes, it was rude. Thank you. I was going to say,
the first minute?
Yeah. The thought would be, Chris, what does that even mean? Who cares the Dolphins are all in? That's not a report because until the Texans let everyone know that Deshaun's on the block, you could say anyone's all in. It doesn't matter.
Well, don't you have to have some indication that the team actually does want that? Or did it just fly into his head?
Hold on
somewhere?
A second. One would think, but there was already something else that said, Deshaun's all in on the Jets, whatever. And I know that's not accurate. I think people sometimes say things.
Oh, really?
I mean, Chris is clout chasing with his quarterback ratings, but I don't think he has to be hearing it from someplace. He's on a national platform with Pro Football Talk. I don't think he would just make. No, I'm to your point. I agree with you. He's got to be hearing that from someplace. Now, I've heard from somebody who had dinner with the Dolphins, like, that's not how we do things, giving away all of our picks. But I do think that the Dolphins would be one of those teams after the draft when they say, now that it's not a three, we'll talk. And we've got an extra pick. You know, you got an extra pick next year, too, or no?
That's the end. This is the end of the extra first.
Okay.
Damn it.
That's what I'm saying, though. The Dolphins could say, okay, yeah, we're definitely interested in Deshaun after the draft when we have our draft picks. And we will give you the 2022 first and the 2023 first. And now, when they're not designated first, it would be easier for them to move, especially if they think they've got their roster pretty well set. That wouldn't be as hard for them to move first-round picks then.
No. Well, not no.
Especially if they take two of them this year.
Well, if they get Deshaun, future picks are going to be late. Oh, well, so we'll give up future picks. You know, if it's after June 1st, hells yeah. The Dolphins will do it all day, right? Yeah. I mean, so, listen, all these reports. He's going the Texans have given absolutely zero indication.
That's why, great, Chris, the Dolphins are all in. So what? Have the Dolphins mind-tricked Nick Caserio into trading him? Because until that happens, then fine. They really want him, just like 26 other teams. But you know the team that's most important who wants him? The Texans. And they've given no indication that they want to trade him.
The idea that, like, NFL, all these shows that are doing all the, like, every NFL show will do a, they got to get their money's worth out of the Dak Prescott talk today, and maybe tomorrow. But they'll still have Deshaun stuff today. But it doesn't take much. Like, one report like that can fuel a whole series of ESPN shows. But that's the crazy part to me is, guys, there is literally, like, this is so disingenuous because, and they've got to be upset in these meetings that there's not real meat. They know that there's not real meat on this bone yet because the Texans have shown no inclination for even listening to a trade. But I do think that this is my prediction. You will hear it pop up in April. You will hear Ian Rappaport will come out, either he or Schefter will come out and say there's indications coming from inside the Texans organization that they may be willing to pick up the phone and listen to what teams have to say. I think you will hear that in April. And that's getting closer to the trade deadline, quote-unquote trade deadline, like in baseball. I think that's when you'll see maybe they think they'll get their best offers, or you'll get some teams who are desperate. You definitely want to wait until after free agency where teams, although there's not any free agent quarterbacks, but you know, you want to wait until after free agency so teams know where they stand financially, what their holes are, what their draft plans are. Because, you know, a team might actually fill a need or two that they have that they were considering in the draft. They may sell it. They may get it in free agency, and they may say, you know what? We were just going to try to trade it back anyway. Let's put a package together. So you never know. I do think the Texans, you'll hear that they are listening to trade offers in April. I don't think that means he will be traded. I think the odds are still that he does not get traded before draft day.
You know, it's a shame is that this is such a tell-all age. I mean, it wouldn't be nice if you could feel behind the scenes. Hey, Jets, what are you thinking about? Hey, Dolphins, you know, anything. And no one would know. Wouldn't that be something? You know, and Deshaun wouldn't know that you're actually fielding. And you could actually hold your hand. You could actually play your cards and no one could see them. Wouldn't that be cool?
There are still organizations that do that. But to do that, I mean, you have to have really good relationships with the agents. And then
forget the agent. You're talking to the other team, the other team's general manager. And you still find out about it. You still find out about it. Just talk. Caserio talking to it's not Tannenbaum anymore. It's whoever.
Chris Greer.
Yeah, it the Jets. Whoever it is.
Dolphins. Joe Douglas.
The Dolphins or the Jets or right. or Pace or whomever talking to whomever, and actually they just talk and nobody finds out.
Well, that still happens. It just feels like it doesn't, but it still happens. It's just I think things are being leaked strategically, and you know. If there's repercussions for agents for doing that, then maybe they would stop doing it. But the agents do it a lot.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to get – because if they tell a reporter's not giving them up.
Well, you have to remember now, in Deshaun's case, there's also a marketing manager named Brian Burney, who also has Will Fuller. And Burney is a guy who I think might also be doing some talking, too. He's the guy that's in New York and would love to get Deshaun in New York.
Yeah,
because all the marketing opportunities.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Although I've also heard that they're very tight. Like, I've also heard that Bernie is not rogue. Bernie is inside with Mulligetta. He knows that his fish is like Mulligetta's got all these clients.
They got a strategy.
So he's not going rogue. That anything that comes out, the team is okay. Like the team of Deshaun is okay with it coming out. No one's going rogue. I was told that by somebody who should definitely know. And so, it's just strange. I agree with you. You don't, because I know the inner workings a little bit of some of the stuff that's happened with the Jets, because I got a friend that's assistant general manager there. And then, you know, of course, with Ballard over the years, Ballard's got a really good relationship with agents, right? But he knows the ones that he doesn't really care for, the ones that are full of crap, the ones that are really good guys. But he just tells them, and he's known them since he was a scout. So he's cultivated this relationship. He's got a good relationship. This is what always bothered me about Rick. Rick didn't have this relationship with agents. Yeah. And I know from talking to agents, he didn't have that. You need to have that stuff so you can keep things quiet. They will tell you. Like, I remember when Chris Harris from the Bears was out there, and he ended up going to the Carolina Panthers. The Texans needed a safety. He went to the Panthers for a sixth-round pick. That was something the Texans really needed. And I didn't feel like Rick had his ear to the
ground. Well, we heard that he wouldn't even answer phone calls.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
he wouldn't return calls.
From three different agents, like, you got to return calls.
Not only agents, but other GMs. And I mean, yeah. It was like, what the hell?
You have to. But I think that the first thing you have to do is have a GM. And I think Nick Caserio, and to bring it to the Texans, I think Nick Caserio is the kind of guy who has relationships around the league. Because I've heard that he is, you know, very well respected around the league. People think highly of him. I think he's the guy who's going to know about when players are available. The stuff that I think has always been an issue for this organization for almost 20 years, I do think Nick Caserio will know when guys are on the market, will have an understanding of a value. Nick Caserio, to me, is playing this pretty well, if you really want to know the truth. I hear people like, let Deshaun get the most you can for him. Guys, you don't have to blink yet. It's still we're still in the middle. He still could get traded. Let Nick Caserio
work it.
Handle this.
Yeah, he's got to work it. And, yeah, let him hold his cards.
I don't have any problem
let
with any
of the... Bam. Or
you
whatever.
Have any problem with any of the cap cuts so far? I've got none. No problem with them.
No, actually, I would like to see more.
The David Johnson thing's the only thing I went, man, what? Right. And I understand the thought is, okay, he can play third. He's a three down back for us. He played a little better at the end of the
year. He did play better at the end of the year.
Yeah, he did. And then they got to knock his number down. Okay. You know, I get that. I still think you could get somebody cheaper than him. He knows.
Yeah, but it's a bird in the hand as opposed to going out.
All that is.
Yeah.
And that's just another position you don't have to fill.
Yeah. 710 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to give a call. Let's talk about Carlos Correa on the other side here on ESPN 97.5. But first, let's talk a little Texas Star Grill Shop.
Let's talk about the big Easter sale that's going on. It's actually the spring sale. And Texas Star Grill Shop has a new location at Woodway by Voss, Woodway and Voss. And that location is now a little closer to me. I've always gone to the one that's off of 59 and Greenbrier, when you take the Greenbrier Shepherd exit. And it's, I mean, anything that you need. Now, they've got the Traeger Timberline is on sale. They've got the DSCs on sale. They've got the infrared grills, the Napoleons, on sale. They've got a big green egg. That is on sale right now. It's a ceramic cooker where you get to control the airflow that comes in, just like a regular Pitmaster. If you want to do it easy like me, I mean, they've got the Traeger. They've got the Memphis. They've got Pits and Spits. Pits and Spits is locally made, and it's unbelievably durable and high performance. All of these grills that they have are going to be high performance. They're incredibly durable, and they will help you find the right one for you. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Get it right now. Give yourself a gift in time for Easter. Make your brisket, and you will be ready to go like a real pit master. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Carlos Correa, interesting. In contract negotiations, he's got to get it. He says they got to get it done before the season starts. He doesn't want to be worried about that stuff. Making 11.7 this year. He's a guy who's out there going to be a free agent after this year. The list of free agents shortstops. It begins with Francisco Lindor. Although the thought is that Lindor is going to sign with the Mets, re-sign with the Mets. We'll see if he does. Marcus Semien, he's out there. He's 31 this year. He's with Toronto. Trevor Story is a guy that Carlos should be worried about if he is going to be out on the market, because that's a guy who's just 29 now and making more money and is rated above him. I don't, who cares about rated above? But he obviously has numbers. The thing about Story is he plays in Colorado, so you don't know that those numbers are going to translate. Corey Seager's another guy. It's 28 and has had a really nice career and is going to make big money out there. Brandon Crawford is older, 35 years old. And then Javier Baez had an awful year last year, although he has been good in the past. Andrelton Simmons is not near the shortstop, or hitting anyway, what Carlos Correa is. But the problem with Carlos in these negotiations right now, as I understand it, I think it's the William Morris group. I think it's his agent. They've never been in the sports business before, and they've got something to prove here.
That's what I was telling you I was worried about.
Yep.
Is that they can't miss on the first contract, and they want to come out and make a splash. They're also in football now. So, I mean, they're really going hard into sports, or they want to. They don't want to miss on this first one. That's why I've never felt good about this being some kind of market value deal for Carlos. This is where you make your stand and you say, look what the deal we got for this.
Carlos ain't taking no market value. Uh-uh. No. But I think though that there's a real, real possibility, especially with these good shortstops out there, is that the market is not going to be there.
Well,
now, the Rangers are going to go full stadium, 100%, which I'm not sure that is really going to happen.
Enjoy playing in that summer heat.
Yeah, well, they've got a dome now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they got a dome now. So there.
Did that just start this year?
No, last year. Was it built?
Was it last year?
Well, it was built, but they couldn't play it.
They couldn't play it. That's okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they played in it, but nobody was there. Anyway, so so now they're going to, if in fact we do have full stadiums again, and especially here in Texas,
because right, their stadium is a copy of Minute Maid.
Yeah, that's right. And Rob Matwick did it, and it was like, hey, so, Rob, that looks eerily similar.
I remember looking at it, and everyone picked up on it. But here's the thing with that, though. If Carlos has a Carlos year, which means pretty good hitting, or fairly healthy, 125 games, 130, that hurts his chances.
No,
but
no.
It only takes one team, though.
Yeah, right. No, he's playing. He is playing chicken right here, and I'm not sure that he's going to win. He's a one-time All-Star. He's finished 17th in MVP voting.
No Gold Gloves because he's never healthy enough.
Well, no Gold Gloves. He should have won a Gold Glove last year.
Well, he's a Gold Glove player.
He is a Gold Glove player, but they didn't give it to him last year. He should have won a Gold Glove last season. He was unbelievable. But because of the scandal, I think that all the writers were like, we ain't giving him anything. And how outspoken he was and everything else. But his, you know, last year he played in all but two games. The year before, though, just 75, 110, 109. You can't miss 50, 80 games. You just can't miss them. And then, you know, the OPS... In two of the last 3 years, 728 and 709. That's just not good enough to get $25 million a year. It's just not. It's just not. I don't care what how much you think. Maybe somebody is dumb. It's baseball. So somebody dumb will go out and pay that. Somebody will go out and pay him. But he's playing a real game of chicken here that I'm not sure that this agency is ready for. Now, the agent is an experienced agent. They brought him over.
Oh, they brought guys in from all different agencies.
From different agencies. It's not like, oh, we got an actor's agent working for Carlos. But he's also under a lot of pressure from William Morris to get him a great deal so that they can get more athletes. Because if it's criticized, whatever deal he gets is criticized, then it's going to be really, really difficult for William Morris to be in the sports agency.
Well, I think you also have to factor here that Carlos Correa and his wife probably think very highly of themselves.
Oh, they do, absolutely.
As a group, as in terms of what they can mean to an organization. I'm saying they because I really feel like Carlos is
a team.
It's a team. Yeah. And I don't mean that derisively. I mean that's just what it is. Same thing with J-Lo, and of course we know J-Lo's more famous than A-Rod, but I think the whole A-Rod J-Lo thing, as soon as that hit, you could forget Carlos looking at a true market deal, because this is now you're now playing with the big boys. Like, this is not, and everyone goes for the best deal possible. Everyone overshoots what market value is. That's not anything new. But I think the real concern here is maybe there is an overestimation based on some of your postseason success. But it doesn't change the fact that for the Astros, who are a value-based team, they're saying, but he's not always healthy, and he's actually not always super productive as a hitter.
Not
to this kind of money. I mean, James Click, and I don't know a lot about James Click other than he worked with Leno, so I'm going to work off my Leno information. Jeff Leno would not be giving out deals that are woefully overpaid based on what your performance and analytic value is. There's just no way.
There is a sentimental value in the organization with Jim Crane and Jim and his wife for Carlos Correa. So maybe that will sway the money somewhat.
Somewhat.
But I just think this is going to be a difficult negotiation. I've heard some numbers that I can't put out there, but it's going to be difficult for them to come to terms with how I don't want to say how far apart they are, but how the numbers that Carlos is talking. Carlos has led the league in one thing in his entire career. Do you know what that is?
What?
In 2018, he had 11 sacrifice flies.
That led
the league.
And that was the year we talked a lot about that.
We didn't. That was a year he only played 110 games, but he led the league. How about that? You led the league in sacrifice flies, only playing 110 games. What?
I'd be pushing that narrative.
I'd rather have hits, but sacrifice flies are fun, too.
Fire the agents, and I'd just say, okay, as soon as it gets a little rough, I'll just hold up a paper that has an 18 on it. Just say, there you go. Yeah. You know what that is? That's league lead sacrifice flies. Oh, no. 18 is the year. How many was it?
11.
11. You see this number 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how many sacrifice flies he had in 18. Okay? So let's start talking. We want an 11-year deal now for every sacrifice fly he had in 18.
That's another thing. He wants a long-term deal.
Imagine that.
Yeah. No.
So did the shortstop. I'm telling you, they're going to be working off of Tatis's deal.
You ain't Tatis. So.
I don't care. That's what we're going to have to deal with.
Right.
And if he thinks he's Tatis, and if the agent thinks he's Tatis, then that's all that matters.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that because I think if I was the Astros, my ploy would be, Carlos, you're hitting sixth for us. You know, your OPS isn't even 800. You know, this is the realistic number, and this is the realistic number out there in the market. You should take this. We're going to, you know what? This is the reality of you being you. But apparently, Carlos is a candidate right now to be leading off. Here's Dusty.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm trying him there, and I talked to him about that. You know, so far the two leading candidates are probably him and Straw. And so, you know, we'll see how it works out. You know, is he going to be a George Springer type, or do we go with the speed type? And so, you know, that's to be determined. And I'm kind of, you know, trying them both there to see how the lineup works out. I mean, you know, when George left, that's a big hole to fill. So, you know, we'll see.
And, you know, I think on base is kind of a big deal if you're going to be the leadoff guy, right? In two of the last 3 years, now they were down years for Carlos, obviously. He 728 OPS, 709 OPS. But his on base was 323 and 326. That's just not good enough to lead off. It's just not. Now, he has had years 345, 361, 391, 358. Those are pretty good years.
You want closer to three. Well, with what the Astros do, you want closer to 350 and you want to have some pop.
Yeah. Yes. Now, if given the choice of Carlos with a 350 on base or Straw with a 350 on base, you take Carlos. You got more pop out of Carlos, obviously. And if he's getting on base at a 350 clip, I mean he's not a base clogger. He'll certainly score runs. You want Carlos at the plate more than you would have Miles Straw at the plate? Yes, because you will. I mean it's you've got another George Springer, more or less, if he's getting on base, if he's driving the ball. His slugging two of the last 3 years are 405 and 383. That ain't good enough. Slugging percentage 383, that ain't good enough, Carlos. So those things got to come up. I mean, he is clutch. There's no question about that. Carlos has been clutch for this organization. But he's got to do it all year long if you want that big money. You got to got to do it all year long.
A good to very good season is going to potentially price it. The Astros out, which concerns me. Yeah, I think I said, Jackie corrects me here. James Click worked with Leno or just has a similar mindset? Has a similar mindset. He's in that same with the analytics for Tampa Bay. He's got the same. I mean, you can use the Leno mindset, I would assume, with Click because that's all Tampa does. All the Tampa is more hardcore. But you have to remember also, Crane is a baseball guy, like a real baseball guy. And Crane has a vision that is – Crane understands all of this stuff as well. So this is not going to be a Cal playing video games on the floor situation. And it's also not going to be a Tillman situation. I mean, Jim Crane played baseball and Jim Crane hired analytics driven people, not just once, but now twice. So you're going to have the same mindset. They may pay a little more for Carlos, like maybe 2 million and 2 million more, maybe even 3. I don't think it's going to be $5-6 million a year more when if you stretch that over multiple years, you stretch it over 6, 8, 10 years, then you're talking about an extra $60 to $80 million. That's just not going to happen.
No. And especially, well, we'll find out. Well, first of all, we're going to find out. The Rangers say that they're going full stadiums. The Astros have not announced that yet, even though we're both in Texas. We'll see what the Astros are going
full
to do.
Full stadiums win.
Opening day.
The Rangers are going full stadiums opening day.
It's supposed opening to day. Be their celebration because, you know, they didn't get any fans last year. And then they're going to scale it back until they can, I guess, quote unquote, safely do it throughout the year. But opening day, they plan to have 100%. Well,
okay, yeah. I'm going
to
make a prediction.
There won't be any spreading opening day for the fans.
I don't know why.
We're going to cut back after.
That's what they said for whatever reason.
It's not. I'm going to predict it doesn't happen.
Well, there's a lot of pushback.
There will be a lot of
pushback. Susan Walden.
Of all people, the Yankees announcer.
Is that the one that, George is in the press box.
No, George is in the box.
I thought it was the Roger Clemens one.
And no, Roger's in the box.
Roger's in the box.
Roger's in the box.
Roger's in the box.
Yeah, it's her. Yeah. That's the one.
That's her?
She called it.
She's still alive?
Apparently. I mean, I'm looking at a picture.
And wait, what does she have to do with any of this?
Why does anybody care?
I don't know. For whatever reason, she said on TV that it's stupid that they're doing it. So it became a
and so all of a sudden the Rangers said, did you guys hear what Susie?
No.
You know, everyone was all on board with this until Susie Walden.
Okay, stay up in New York where your governor's filling up, you know, interns. Whoa, okay. Whoa. No, that's what he does.
I know. But
yeah. How about
okay.
Susie Essman?
Stay there where old people's homes are that the governor is keeping them in there, and everybody, okay, stay up in New York where you don't know how to handle anything.
How about
don't tell us
what
down
if this
in
were,
Texas.
Instead of Susie Waldman, what if this were Susie? Oh. What if this were Susie Essman? You know who that is, don't you?
No, I don't know who that is.
That would be the wife. She plays the wife of Jeff Green on Curb Your Enthusiasm. What if she was talking about this instead? What are you doing, you stupid Rangers? You're opening up to all these people. You stupid mother.
Oh, whoa.
That's how she would do it.
Yeah, that's a bit aggressive. All right,
she's a bit aggressive.
729 ESPN 97.5. Any thoughts on Correa or anything else? You're more than welcome to get in here. What about a generator, Lance?
I've got thoughts on generators. So the people right behind me. I had not gotten my generator taken care of like a fool when the freeze came. And the people right behind me, as soon as I heard this, and I'm like, somebody's got a generator just living it up right now with electricity and heater. Lights went out again?
Yes, last night. At 10:11. Guess what
I could have used?
That was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you thought, uh-oh.
No, right. And so we go to bed, and then the lights all come on.
Yeah, that's the thing is the losing the power thing. There's a thought that we're going to start getting into the rolling blackout thing at different times as well because of our whole grid situation. We know with blown transformers it happens, with hurricanes, with tropical storms. Listen, you don't have to be that person. You can be like the neighbor right behind me, and I look through their window and on my children, it said Generac. It was a Generac automatic standby generator. I think it was a smaller one. It was attached to the house, and it had or the back of the garage. And that's the one that powers the essential things in your home, you know, like heater or air conditioner. The Generac automatic standby generator is so crucial to have in this part of the country with the extreme weather. And Generator Supercenter is the number one dealer here in the entire country. Number one dealer of automatic standby generators from Generac. You can get your free estimate and you can get a deal with financing and low monthly payments to get a generator at your home with Generator Supercenter. Just make sure you go to GeneratorSupercenter.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
It's Macy's One Day Sale with fresh deals of the day to get you ready for spring. Like 60% off gorgeous diamond jewelry, 30 to 50% off shoes and sandals to wear all season long, 40 to 50% off handbags and wallets to complete the look, and dressed up looks for him now 70 to 85% off. plus Star Money bonus days start tomorrow. Details at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
See your guy, Joey Votto, tested positive for COVID-19?
Yeah, if Wendy tests positive too, then we got a problem.
Do you know I had a dream about, swear to God, Olivia Munn. Now, Olivia Munn, now I heard, like, I don't think Eric Layton was super. He wanted to really like her and then, like, did a show with her and his life. She was like. That's all I'll say. I've heard the private stuff, but I don't think he was a super huge fan. But I had an Olivia Munn dream. And that.
What happened in it?
Me and Nicole lived in an apartment.
Nicole was
somewhere.
In it too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and Nicole lived in an apartment. Olivia Munn lived in some place downstairs, like in a little place under. She lived in this little, I don't know. We were in a city somewhere, and she lived there, and she was filming something, so she was going to be there for a few months. And I invited her to come on our show. She's like, "What time's your show on?" I said, "Well, I'm from 7 to 10. She goes, "Okay, I guess I can come on." I said, "But you can just come on 9 to 10. She goes, "Oh, you don't want me all 3 hours?" And I said, "Well, I mean, would you want to come do a radio show with me and John for 3 hours? She goes, "I mean, if you need me to, at 7 a.m.? Yeah. And I was like, "This has got to be a dream. There's no celebrity other than Eric Layton.
I'm surprised you were talking to her and you're living in the same apartment complex and she didn't say,
"I'm uncomfortably close to your wang." Well, what about this? I swear to God, this happened in my dream. I gave her a hug. I gave her a hug, and she goes, "Okay,
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang."
She put her arms up, even in the dream.
Even
she
in the dream,
put her arms up and went, "Okay," and that's when I knew I was about to get me too.
Even your subconscious tells
even
you you're creepy.
Even my subconscious said she went, "Okay."
When your subconscious tells you the women and you are creeped out by you.
Yeah.
Well, women aren't. Yeah. She is.
No, you're subconscious.
Aggressive. She is supposedly a very aggressive Me Too-er where you can get a Me Too put on you.
An aggressive
not a whole lot.
Self-esteem isn't actually one of his main points.
Yeah, no.
Weaknesses?
Wait a minute. Hey, no, Olivia Munn, come here. Oh, you're gross. Get away from me.
In his string.
Well, no, I also was naked. But I was holding well, you know how you're randomly naked in a dream. No, but I had like I was holding a pillow or something. I was locked out of the door. I was locked out of my room.
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang.
Yeah, so it's understandable. But no, I think it's because
hold on, you can't drop. She's an aggressive Me Too. Even in your dream, you're naked and trying to hug her. She's right to go.
No, but we were. I can't remember why we were hugging, but.
Well, it's because you wanted
no,
to.
No, we had been talking, and we had like
while you were naked?
We had drinks somewhere or something, and I don't know. I told her about a restaurant. I
you know, Olivia Munn's been
naked.
No,
naked.
I had clothes in.
Olivia
you know
Munn has been mentioned
changes.
A couple. Olivia Munn's been mentioned a couple times. I'm sure more than that. Like Terrell, said, "Yeah, she's sexy." I don't think this mention is on the same level.
No.
Well, also,
I'm pretty sure she's like, what?
Texting with Olivia Munn, hoping she will give me some.
Yeah, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino said, did that a long time
he did
ago.
Too.
Still more complimentary
and
than.
And then she Me Too'd him and he got canceled.
That's not true.
Oh.
Still more complimentary than Lance Zierlein of NFL.com dreamed about me and he was naked and he hugged me.
Not the whole dream. And we saw each other two different times. Like the second time, she was much. She came up to the apartment.
Uh huh.
And it was. And I don't, you know, it's weird. You think about when you have dreams, all of your dreams are just constructed by your own mind,
yes.
Obviously. You know where I learned that from? Inception. And so all of your dreams, you are the master of all your own dreams.
Yeah.
And in your dreams, you're a creep.
No, I'm not a creep. I mean, I have the same dream. Sometimes the teeth crumble.
Sometimes
I've got a table that I've been waiting on, like, oh, crap, I haven't been there for an hour.
You know, I have that dream.
Oh, no, I've had a class the whole year and a test is today, and I haven't been to the class, an economics class, one single time. Still have that one. And then sometimes, you know, you're naked at school.
And you're shunned by Hollywood actresses. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's the first time around. Different. The second time around, she was a lot friendlier. She was ready to do the show.
What?
Oh, the show.
But nothing happened.
The show?
I just told you.
Seven
she was
to ten.
Do a radio show.
I know. That's the only show you tried to get her to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm married.
See.
But why are you naked?
Do you do you do stuff in your
No, he doesn't.
In your dreams, John, to against without Wendy knowing?
No.
No,
I never do.
Tell the truth.
No, never.
Okay, see?
See?
John, so in your dreams,
but I don't dream of Olivia Munn.
A Hollywood actress doesn't shun you cuz you're naked trying to hug her?
Never, I've never been shunned in my dreams.
Oh, so you are cheating on Wendy on your
dreams. No, I just don't think I don't dream about that.
Would Wendy cut you off if she heard about your dreams?
No. No, I actually, when I woke up, I said, what's with you and Joey Votto? Okay.
He dreams about stuff happening to Wendy.
Yeah. So
not
I'm like,
him.
Enough of that. Or you'll get a. All right. Oh, by the way, Barry in the lead. Phil Mickelson, 2-under through 5 at the Players' Championship.
Do you know what a lead means? Huh? When you say Barry the lead, do you actually
know
what the lead means?
This is the most important
story
of the day.
Okay.
Okay. Tony Finau. Who I didn't take my fantasy team.
That's my guy.
Is 5-over through 5. How's that taste?
Not
your
great.
Guy.
Not great.
Your guy.
Luckily, I can get over his struggles. I'll be fine.
Oh, my goodness. What a day. What a day. We're going to watch the Players' Championship. What? That's right. Sawgrass. Let's go. Who wants to go watch? Oh, that's right. I can't drink. Why would I go to watch with people?
Your entire, like... You can't even go watch a golf tournament?
I'll sit at home and watch it or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm bored. I'm the worst.
You can't have any fun at all?
No. Why can you? How can you have fun
how
without drinking?
How can you not? Because you can be with your friends and you can just have fun conversations.
I don't talk to my friends during Lent.
And do whimsical things.
Don't talk to me and I don't talk to them during Lent.
You know, that may say something about your quote-unquote friendship.
Yeah, no. My friendship is based on Coors Light. That's it. It's a solid, really?
So if the company went out of business, you would lose all your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
If they stopped?
Well, no, if the company wouldn't go out of business, that's a dumb thing.
Okay.
The greatest beer in the world?
Okay. Let's just say they said, you know what, we're tired of this country, we're moving to Norway.
Then I'd get a Norwegian beer, I'd import.
You import Coors Light from Norway.
And win, I'd be a winner. Okay.
And they said, what if they got canceled? And they said, you are never allowed to make beer here again. And Twitter told them that, and they stopped making beer here. You would have no more friends.
Probably. That's right. That's probably right.
Then you don't have friends.
We have a bond closer
than
any friendship.
They're not friends. They're called drinking buddies.
We have a bond closer.
John, that's called drinking buddies.
That's right.
You're not doing anything with them.
Are you surprised by that? By this, he's not
He's
not likable.
He's told us this
before,
drunk. But it is weird. Like, it's a little strange. You don't go out to dinner with them and ever say, you never had, like, where you're taking medicine and you couldn't drink and you said, I'm just going to have water.
No. No, you don't go out if you're taking medicine you can't drink. Why would you go out?
Who wants Dale, as far as John's concerned, you shouldn't even exist as
a
person.
Like I haven't said that.
I'm glad. Yeah. No,
that's right.
I'm thrilled that I don't come up when he's thinking about guys to hang out with, because it'd be really uncomfortable for me to say no for the 80th time in a row.
No.
So I'm just glad.
My wife knows somebody who can't, he can't process, like his liver can't process. And it wasn't because of his drink.
Well,
it was just a disease
him.
Or something. No, but he can't have alcohol anymore.
I know. That's why I wouldn't hang out with him.
Would you? What if you got that?
What? Shut up. Why would you?
Is that the
worst
thing you could think
on people?
Is that the worst thing you could think of?
Yes.
But your friends could keep doing it. You could hang out with them. While they drank and
no.
you had water.
No, I don't want to be around them when they're drinking and I'm not.
There's some
I'd be like Dell then.
What right? if they made something called...
You want to be around people that are drinking Dell?
I don't want to be around people, but certainly
hold
people
on, John,
who drink.
What about if they had Coors Light Zero?
What does that mean?
Had no alcohol.
Why would he do that?
No.
Because he gets to act like he's drinking with his friends and then he can get like tipsy high school girl having her first wine cooler. She's like, I'm so messed up.
What don't you get about
and you could be all
no,
faked.
Everybody would see the
you
zero on the can.
It'd be embarrassing.
Go,
no, but you feel like you're drunk and you start acting like it when you get around drunk people.
No.
Because that happens sometimes.
The basis of all his friendships are alcohol, not non-alcoholic beers.
You know the names I would be called? Ugly names.
The names I call you.
Right.
After the show's over.
Right.
Literally just names. Drinking. Oh, my goodness. Who sent that Olivia Munn thing to me?
What? Now he's distracted.
Oh.
It's
probably not Lance Erline. Oh, hello. I think that was before.
Oh, hello. You sound like Casey
Before Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, it's pre Aaron Rodgers.
Pre Aaron Rodgers and post Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Time for me to talk about being a champion. Look, if this wasn't a this was the grid again. Urquhart just sucks. The whole block. There were 1,932 people without electricity last night at 10 o'clock. 1,932 people in the city of Houston. But you know what happened? Boom, came back in about a half hour or so, and we had lights again. And here's the deal. Champion, it had nothing to do with Champion Energy. Champion Energy was awesome. Champion Energy is the best, people. And if there's any kind of service issue, which I've never really had, how they're the best. J.D. Power and Associates says they're the best in service. I never ever had to call them because they're perfect. That's the thing about them. It's always been awesome. Every single year I've been with them, and it's been a long time now. Dozen years I've been with Champion Energy, and you should too. Champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Baseball season, it comes and goes, but Crawford Bock just flows and flows. It's the Bock to drink any time of year. You don't need a reason, because it's a dang good beer. You can rock the Bock at a music festival or rodeo, Shakespeare in the Park, or Lowrider Car Show. It's the Bock for bonfires and happy hour, South Padre, even your next baby shower. So share a Crawford Bock anytime with your favorite gals and bros. And when baseball season comes back, let's go Stros!
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
Join the ESPN 97.5 team at Boost Mobile from 2 to 4 every Saturday in March. For a limited time, switch to Boost and get 3 lines of unlimited talk and text, plus 35 gigs of LTE data for just $30 a month per line. For Boost Mobile locations, head to the event calendar at ESPN975.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
744, ESPN 97.5. All right, let's go. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on the show. If you want to get in, whatever you want to talk about, you are more than welcome to do that. Christian Wood practicing right now with your Houston Texans, but he won't play. I think that's perfect. You're getting your money's worth out of him, obviously, because he's practicing with the team. He's making him better. But you're also losing as many games as you possibly can because he's not going to play. That's the perfect scenario, right? He's making everybody better, but he's not playing. So you're not better, so you're losing games. That, yeah. To me,
I thought that was, I think they're really handling that
perfectly.
Very, very effective.
Yeah. So, way to go. Well done. Continue the run. He could be back apparently in a week or so. If he's a full practice participant, why can't he, that he can't play at all?
Hey, don't fight this.
No,
don't.
I know, but that's kind of, I don't know. They won seven. I mean, it is so ridiculous. I mean, JT came in yesterday, and he's like, man, the Rockets just are terrible. I was like, yeah, without Christian Wood, they won 7 of 8 with him and immediately lost 13 in a row when he went out. I mean, is that not – I mean, it can't be that simple. Certainly they would have lost. They wouldn't. He doesn't make up 49 points in a game, which they lost the game by – they lost by 49. He doesn't make up the 30-some points they lost to the Bulls or whatever. But wow, the difference in this team with and without him is amazing. And there's really the only difference is that he just went out, and then all of a sudden it was a nosedive. So I can't, man. I just don't want him on the court anymore. If you want to know the truth, for the rest of the season.
No, thank you.
No,
thank you.
But he's going to come back in a week or so, apparently.
We'll see. I like that they're not rushing it.
No, right. And they're just so much better. he would have been in consideration. Had he played, had he continued to play, I think it would have been a consideration, and especially with all the guys that went down, that he probably would have been an all-star the way that he was playing. I mean, if you don't know about him, you're casual.
It was I love that you said.
Mm-hmm.
It was no, he was he would have been an all-star consideration.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. He's having a great year.
Yeah.
He's having a great year. So let's keep it that way. Let's
Return of the big guy with Julius Randle playing well, with Embiid, with Jokic, with
guy is not the same big guy.
It's not the same, but
Jokic plays a lot of high post.
No, he brings the ball up. He's unbelievable.
That's what I mean. I mean, he's not a down in the block. I mean,
but it's still a big guy.
He's a big
guy. I mean, Embiid is down low.
Well, there's been big guys, but you're talking about big guys who are factors.
Like, yeah.
Big time. Yeah, we could see some of that. You know, we thought we were going to see it with Okafor. No. We thought we were going to see it with, either Okafor, but the other Okafor was way back. But Okafor from Duke, no. We thought we were going to see it with, Cat had been that, and then it's gotten a little more quiet from him.
Nurkic is always hurt. Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is obviously a top flight guy. Yeah, there's a few guys who can play. It's not going to look like when we watch basketball. When the big man, the heyday of
Zion.
The big,
I mean,
in the centers, shot blockers, rebounders, Dream, Ewing, Mutombo, whoever you want to point to, that's over. You may have guys like Anthony Davis who would have fit nicely in there, but now they shoot threes. Now they dribble.
Zion would have fit in there. Zion is a Wes Unseld kind of dude.
Well, he's a Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean, he's bigger than Charles. He's taller.
Yeah, I think he's more Wes.
He's taller, but he's got that. Yeah, and Wes. But Wes was never that kind of athlete. Charles was. He's more Larry Johnson, although, because Larry was explosive like that, too, at one point. But Larry was not a face-up
or Dave
Collins perimeter guy.
Why has it always got to be a black guy, Lance?
Yeah, Dave. He's more of a lame. Beer?
No,
he's not
too late now.
Matt Bullard type.
You showed your true colors. Nice job, Myers Zerline.
Yeah.
He's more of a Myers Leonard type.
Ooh. You don't want that.
The thing.
Did you see Sean, the producer here, yesterday wearing a Miami Heat shirt?
Was it a Zero Leonard shirt?
Well, I said, what do you got a Miami Heat t-shirt? No, it was a t-shirt.
He's standing strong.
Myers Leonard?
He didn't do that. I heard your conversation. He didn't do that. Leave that guy alone. He's a producer on Down the Hall. Speaking of the Rockets tanking, the ESPN, because they're one to do this, was hyping up this draft class saying, it's the most loaded top five in NBA history. I was like, you know, the 2003 draft happened, the one that had LeBron, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, and who's the other one? I'm forgetting Chris Bosh. But apparently,
and Darko.
Who can forget Darko?
Yeah, right.
But apparently, people love this draft class. So the Rockets may be getting a good player as long as they stay in that top four.
Well, like I said, it's not too late to kidnap and bring him to a vacation.
Again with the
kidnap. Stop. It's not too that. Soon no, to bring him to a vacation.
No, somewhere. Again with the kidnap.
Bring him to a bring Christian Wood to a vacation. Trade Oladipo. Trade Tucker. Just keep this thing. Let's keep this train moving.
Honestly, just move the Vipers to Tulum and say, Chris, hey, Christian Wood, just rehab in Tulum.
Tulum is beautiful. Now, my friends over in Belize, right now, they are not fooled up. Like, if any of you guys want to go to Belize and stay in a kick-ass resort, it's never been easier. They've got some discounts on it. The flights are easy to get to. Like, it's actually a secret little getaway that the people in the United States haven't gone back to, and it's like, they're ready. Well, anyway. We could send all the Rockets there. I don't think it's a problem. Not all the Rockets.
Good ones.
The Vipers or just Christian Wood. I swear to you, I'm sure McCool and Kelly would 100% host Christian Wood for 2 months. 100%. Bring food to him from Blue Water Grill. He could go snorkeling. He could do lots of great stuff that don't involve hurting his ankle. Mm-hmm. Because if you hurt it again and you keep re-injuring it over and over, then it becomes a chronic issue, and then
we don't want that.
Does anyone want him to have a chronic ankle injury?
No.
751 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Joe in here. He wants to talk about Deshaun. What you say, Joe?
Morning, fellas.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm on board with the Texans not trading Watson. Of course, they're going to need a replacement quarterback in the interim. I think at some point he's going to have to come in and play because he's a footballer. He just loves to play football. But anyways, I was thinking maybe Colin Kaepernick as a replacement. You know, he's what, 33 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of, you know, they kind of has the same style of game as Deshaun, so you wouldn't have to change your offense up any. You could certainly get him cheap because nobody else is going to sign him.
No, you
That's incorrect. He wants, what, then, $15
million? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get him cheap.
I don't think he wants that anymore. Do you?
No, yeah. No.
Like 2 years ago.
No. He still wants. He don't want to play, dude. He doesn't want to play. He wants $20 million
a year. I think he'd get it a lot cheaper than that. And then, and, you know, the bonus would be the kind of the friction of the fireworks between Chap Jack and him. I don't think Easterby would be on board with having him on the team if Casario went ahead and did that.
Yeah. Kaepernick's not really an option.
If you're looking for schadenfreude, I agree with it. But as far as it actually occurring.
I think you must have been tongue-in-cheek there. Was he looking for a punchline?
I don't know. You got to get
Who was it that would be did he say it at the end? It would be interesting to see.
Easterby with
Easterby.
How Easterby would handle look at Kaepernick on the team.
I hope you're not serious about
He's
that.
He's not.
No, it can't be. That's not. Kaepernick ain't playing again. It's over. That's all. That whole thing's over. And what is this? Is it 5? Is it going on 5 years now he hasn't played?
It's been a long time now.
It's been a while. I mean, dude hasn't played. You don't come back from 4 years off or whatever. How about Alex Smith? He's out there. If you would actually think about Ryan Fitzpatrick, then you should think about Alex Smith.
What are we doing?
I
do want to lose next year, so.
Well, I don't think.
You know what? Why am I going to be cheering for the Texans and Rockets to be terrible? Because I want them to be good. That's why. And you can't be good without being terrible right now for those two teams. It's not possible. When did the Astros get really good? After being really terrible. Really terrible is a springboard to being really good.
Are you happy right now if you're AJ McCarron, or are you like, what the? I mean, you got a chance to start.
You're a free agent, right? AJ McCarron is a free agent.
Well, either way, I mean, he'll come back if they. AJ would be a nice fit here because you want to lose football games. But that's the reason is you're going to start is because we don't want to do any winning. AJ, come on back. Come on, AJ.
That's how you sell him.
That's how you sell it. No, AJ, isn't he the only? Is Deshaun the only quarterback left on the roster? Because they cut McCown. Is Deshaun the only one left? I don't think so. I think AJ's still there, isn't he?
Let me check.
Anyway, either way, you can bring him back. If you're AJ, are you like, yeah, it's my shot? Or, damn, I don't know if I want to be on the field with that team.
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent.
He is?
Yes.
Either way, you can bring him back.
How are you going to afford? Somebody else is going to pay him.
To do what?
This is his big chance. Have you noticed? We've never, even with Commander Cody, there was all this excitement about Commander Cody when Cody
Carlson
was behind. We have not. There's always this backup quarterback love where you think you don't know, but there's not even that for AJ McCarron. There's not even like, well, you know what, AJ McCarron actually. I haven't even heard that one time.
No, who would say that?
Almost every time there's backup love, and in this case, there's not. Well, you know the backup for sure isn't better than a star.
Not when you have an Aaron Rodgers or a Deshaun or a Russell or a Tom Brady. You
or a Warren that. Moon.
Well, yeah, but that was
Remember now, Carlson, Moon missed the game. Carlson beat Pittsburgh Steelers, I think, got him into the playoffs. Like, you actually had something to grasp onto.
That was a time when Warren Moon had to go to the CFL to play.
Yeah, well, he was already with the...
Because
I hear this stuff about... Like, I really do think the black quarterback thing is pretty played out. You can't really... I mean, I don't think you can make legitimate... Now the thing is, well, it's the way people are scouting them. That's not really fair either, because right now there's an Ohio State quarterback issue, but it was the same thing. No one said anything about air raid quarterbacks. There was lots... Pat Mahomes was an air raid quarterback, But, you know, and then the Jared Goff was, there were teams who hated the idea of an air raid quarterback when Jared Goff was taken. Pat Mahomes' college tape had tons of mistakes and flaws in it. But then you transfer it over. Like, the black quarterback thing is, to me, it's not a thing. They're not scouted differently. They're not. The big problem is your scheme is scouted differently. Like, Baker Mayfield opened the door for Kyler Murray, who was also a first pick, black quarterback. But now, Baker's like, okay. Kyler's been okay. And then you have Jalen Hurts, who's second rounder, who he'll get his chance apparently. But I don't know that the small quarterback is now like in vogue anymore. For a while it was, okay, small quarterbacks are fine. Now Zach Wilson is not a big guy. He looks small on the field. People swear he's 6'2", to like 15. Man, if there's ever been a quarterback who looks 6'1", 208,
and skinny,
it's him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's him. So we'll see. We'll see how that one plays out. Is today Clemson's pro day?
Maybe. It's right? Thursday. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's today. Today is Clemson's pro day. Couple wide receivers that you need to keep an eye on if you're Texans fans, which some of you maybe still are. I don't know. Some of you are probably left. But Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell. Two guys for you to keep an eye on.
Third rounders.
Amari could be. Powell might be more of a fourth, although I thought Powell's tape was really good this year.
All right.
And Clemson Pro Day, if you're looking for it, will be on ACC Network if you have it.
There you go, Lance. There's some good watching for you. Watch guys run around and throw it against the air.
Actually, Dabo is going to hold like a scrimmage for scouts. I don't know if it'll be on TV, but he's going to hold a scrimmage for his younger players for the scouts to see.
What? Like,
yeah, he's going to hold. They're in the middle of spring football, yeah. So he's going.
Oh, really?
So he's just going to have the scouts watch his younger players play.
Yeah,
a scrimmage.
Perfect timing. All right, let's talk right now about Ford Truck Month, time of the year where you get the most significant savings, the best financing, and the most robust warranties, and it's all at Chastang Ford. My peeps over there, if you're in the market for the F-Series truck or a work-ready Super Duty, Chastang Ford has the truck for you at the price that you want with no hidden fees. No dealer add-ons. You get the price that they agree upon or that you online. You can do it all online, which you can't do at other dealerships because they always want to add on. But are you an electrician, a plumber, a drywall, a refrigerated roofing restoration? They can customize that transit fan for you right now. It's the perfect. They are the best commercial dealer in the city of Houston. That's why they're number one. Anything that you need in a commercial truck or that whatever it is, a retail truck as well, if you're looking for that best car or truck, it is right now, and this is the best month to buy Ford Truck Month at Chastang Ford. You are going to love Chastang Ford. They're going to find out exactly where you're going to be with your payments right away, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to get you into those payments. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's one place to go. It's Chastang Ford. At ChastangFord.com, you can do it all online, everything online. They'll even deliver the test drive to you. Or you go to 610 and Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastang Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.